Welcome back to Radio Alicia, Radio Malicia, Doctor Misterio's Happy Hour. Welcome back. Soy el Doctor Misterio. And you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents. And in the case of our show, /radio-alicia. All right. We just listened to Super Zero, like Super Zero. This is an old band from Mexico. And we listen to the song Viejos Tiempos, Old Times, from the Super Zero self-titled LP. That's right, LP from back in the day. although now it's coming up, well, it has been a few years that has come up very strongly. I myself I was given a turntable as a birthday present, so was super happy about that. And then, well, what are you going to do with a turntable, right? You have to buy albums, LPs, long plays, or singles if you want. I mean, you can buy either or both. So anyway, so I don't have the collection that I used to have back in the day, but we're getting there. No, not even close. I might have, I don't know, 20, maybe 30, something like that. So, yeah, not bad. Yeah, before coming to Canada, I think I had probably 100, 150. I don't know. I honestly don't remember. We were chatting about this last night, and yep, I had like a, you know, trunk. Well, not a trunk, but like a, yeah, a big box with a lot of albums, but can I remember the number? Anyway, that is not important. What is important is you listening to the show and you listening to CJSF. That's important. Who are you? You are important. So before Super Zero with Old Times, Viejos Tiempos, we listen to Secta Core, also from Mexico City, with Ruperta. And this is part of their album Morbos Club. And we start the set with our fellow Jalisco and Mexican paisano Santana. We listen to Carlos Santana with Spirits Dancing in the Flesh, which is also the title of the album. Yeah, great. Well, I don't know. I like this song. This is kind of from the 90s, early 90s. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously he's famous especially from his, you know, participation in Woodstock. And by then he had a whole bunch of, you know, classics at the time. Samba Pati, Jingo, Europa, yeah, Black Magic Woman, of course, Soul Sacrifice. Anyway, but yeah, this is kind of a little later, like 20 years later. And anyway, I like it. And also there's an interesting fact. Back in the day, they created something called a LaserDisc. I don't know if you're familiar with this concept, but so imagine, you know, how we went from the tape, the cassette tape, or the LP, how we went from that to the CD. Something similar happened on the video side of things. So we went from Betamax and or VHS, and before jumping into DVDs or high definition discs, we went to something called a LaserDisc, which was basically it looked like a CD, but it was the size of an LP. It was the size of an album, so it was, you know, that big. And of course you had to play it on a LaserDisc player, but you know, the quality of the video was slightly better, not that much, but it was better. But the sound was, you know, the sound was almost CD quality compared to, you know, having it on a VHS, which, you know, the sound sometimes was not too good. So anyway, you know, the image was better, and the sound was better. So anyway, Santana came out with a LaserDisc for this concert on Mexico City, live in Mexico City. This is back in the early 90s, and yeah, this is the song that opens the show, Spirits Dancing in the Flesh. And yeah, I had the chance. I didn't have a LaserDisc. I didn't have, you know, money. Didn't have resources to buy something like that. But a friend of mine did, and I did watch the show on LaserDisc, and it was very good. Like I said, the image and the quality of the sound was 10 times better than that on a VHS or Betamax tape. Anyway, after this little blast from the past, let us tell you what is coming up in terms of events as well. So on March 8th at the Red Gate, we have the van race with Able Collective and Combine the Victorious. This is March 8th at Red Gate, $20. And then on May 31st, well, that's a long way to go, but anyway, we can let you know now so you can, you know, set your calendar up. On May 31st at the Waldorf, there's going to be Wrong, Crummy, Dusty Pines, and the Mechanical Ball at the Waldorf. And if you're into a little bit of heavier music, on the 8th at the Cobalt, metal show with Atrae Vilis, Shoal, Bayonet, Dismemberment. Then on the 14th at Green Auto, we have Crown of Madness, Not, Don't Deserve a Grave, and Luella. And if you're into Pink Floyd, on March the 14th at the Rio Theater, Saludos a Corrine. There's going to be the Crazy Diamonds, which is a very, very good Pink Floyd band. Saludos a Greg. or should I say Nick? Anyway, they're playing, they're celebrating the 50-year anniversary of Wish You Were Here album. So, Crazy Diamonds at the Rio Theater on March 14th. They will be playing Wish You Were Here in its entirety. And I guess a couple of other Pink Floyd favorites. Yeah, if you like Pink Floyd and you haven't seen them live, they are a very, 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 very good band. So you should go and check the Crazy Diamonds out at the Rio Theater. Great venue as well. Okay, so I think that's good for announcements for now. And let's go back to the music here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. We'll be right back.
dis rien, la cirrhose a raison. Voir un homme titubé ne choque pas la morale, mais l'alcool, tant loué, vous est parfois fatal. Et le joint si léger dans mon pays. Chez nous, il se vend en sous-main, si peu dangereux qu'il soit. L'État lui fait la guerre pour une fausse morale, parce qu'il n'en touche rien. Voilà la vérité dans cette triste affaire. À pétard ou à ricard, si t'as vraiment le cafard à choisir, il n'y a pas photo. Moi je choisis le Marocco. Les alcools ont leur foulard, le canard c'est le panard. Y'en a qui le mystifient, moi je fais son apologie. Ce serait pourtant si simple de le légaliser. Deux petits joints par jour, c'est antidépresseur. Si l'État dans ce cas n'était pas l'agresseur, le peuple tout entier pourrait mieux.
Thank you.